It's Monday, July the 20th, and this is Tim Pitchell to talk more about procrastination. And today, I wanted to talk about what some people think is a particular form of procrastination, but it's not. And that's the arousal procrastinator. In fact, there's no empirical evidence for the notion of an arousal procrastinator. What do I mean by arousal procrastinator? Well, it's the kind of person who says, I work better under pressure. That's why I leave it to the last minute. There's a few issues here. First of all, if you deliberately leave it to the last minute, if that's your plan, you get assigned a task and you say, okay, it's due Friday. I'm going to do it Thursday night because I work better under pressure. That's not procrastination. That's a sagacious delay. It's a delay that's deliberate. It's done in knowledge of who you are and how you like to work. Now, it'd be different if you said, okay, I've got the task, it's due Friday. Today's Monday, I'm going to work it out on Tuesday. And then Tuesday, instead of working, you say, oh, I work better under pressure, and then you put it off until Thursday. That's procrastination. And there is no evidence that people do actually work better under pressure in those circumstances. Certainly, if you just decide to work at the last minute, that's your prerogative and your choice. But if you're saying it, that I work better under pressure, in fact, what we do find is that some people only work under pressure. But they don't work better under pressure for a bunch of reasons. First of all, there's not enough time to do many jobs properly in terms of particularly writing, in terms of editing and revision and those sorts of things. And as well, anything that comes up as a problem becomes an emergency. So if your printer breaks or if you can't find a file or something goes wrong, now you're really in trouble. So working better under pressure is a myth. In fact, some of us only work under pressure because we need that to motivate us. But that in itself is really problematic. It says something about how we feel about our tasks, how we feel about ourselves. So, is there an arousal procrastinator? The answer is no. Are there people who say they procrastinate because they work better under pressure? You bet. Lots of people do, but it's really a way that they can make a socially acceptable excuse for putting things off, and it rationalizes the dissonance they're feeling between what they're doing, nothing, and what they think they should be doing, working on the intended task. So today, the take-home message is, if you say to yourself, oh, I'll wait till tomorrow, even though you intended to work today, because I work better under pressure, you're engaged in a rationalization. Otherwise, you would have made that plan initially, but now what you're trying to do is to make yourself feel better about the delay that you're trying to make now. There is no arousal procrastinator. But there is a good excuse maker there. In any case, procrastination.ca, the blog on Psychology Today, Carpe Diem, all of those resources available if you want to learn more. I'll catch you tomorrow.